570.
An LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney
Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
We continue on. Fred Rogan and Rodney Peet on AM570 LA Sports. Things happened fast today. I'll tell you, there was a revelation during the 1 o'clock hour. And if you don't have the app, download the app, the iHeartRadio app, so you can check out the podcast. If you didn't hear Jerry Hairston Jr. on the show, he talked about Freddie Freeman's agent and basically gave him a glowing report, Rodney.
Yeah.
Said he is an ethical guy. He knows him. His brother was represented by him. He has a sparkling reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the stories that have been circulating about what happened in Atlanta with Freddie Freeman's agent, Jerry Hairston came on the show and said, "Yeah, I wasn't there. I don't know anything, but I only know what I know.
I know this guy.
I know this guy, and let me tell you, he's got a pristine, sparkling reputation."
Which, and he said he never speaks publicly. And for him to come out publicly and say something that was contrary to what Doug Gottlieb had reported, said that he never does that. And the fact that he did it says something about him and his integrity and all those things. So, yeah. And he was Jerry's agent. So that, he spoke from knowing the guy.
And Casey Close said that he has documentation and records.
Yeah,
he keeps meticulous records about every conversation he has, every offer, every counterproposal. So I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah.
And that's another reason to have the app and check out the podcast. Adam will put it up the minute we get off the air. We are also all over the NBA. If you've been listening, you know this. Free agency begins in 53 minutes. Kevin Durant has requested a trade out of Brooklyn. Report now that the only way the Nets would make that deal, at least one report, is that they want Devin Booker involved if he goes to Phoenix.
Oh, no.
And that's not going to happen.
No.
There's no way the Suns would do that.
No.
But Durant
mortgages their future.
Durant also has a very good relationship with Monty Williams.
Yes.
Monty Williams was one of the coaches in Oklahoma City.
I think for a period of time, he was the head coach, and Scott Brooks was on a sabbatical or something was going on there. So they're close. I think that's the major connection. It's not just so he wants to come to a team where he can win right away. He wants to come to a team that he has familiarity with in Monty Williams.
So we are all over this, and we'll continue updating you until we get off the air at 3. But now we need spirituality.
Oh, do we? Do we ever?
Call Pacific Coast Termite for a free home inspection before termites start doing their damage. Certain restrictions apply. Mention AM570, got a 10% off termite treatment at a 2-year guarantee on their work. Call 800-PACIFIC. That is 800-PACIFIC. And now with the Daily Haiku at 2.
Yes.
And we have news for this man as well. We welcome on Vic the Brick.
We got news?
Yeah, we do. We have news for him. Good afternoon.
Humbled and honored to be tranquility within the tumult. Good afternoon, Fred.
Wow.
Hello, Vic. And we've got news for you.
Wow.
Breaking news?
Yeah. When do you want it?
Hit me.
When do you need it?
You want it now?
Hit me.
It's about your Knicks.
Hit him.
It's about your Knicks, Vic.
The man said hit him, Fred.
Yep.
Hit me.
They were interested in one guy, and one guy only in NBA free agency. Now, I'm not sure this guy's going to turn it around, but they think he's going to be a big part and turn it around. And according to reports, Jalen Brunson intends to sign a 4-year, about $110 million deal with the Knicks. He will leave the Mavericks. He will go to the Knicks. Shams is reporting that.
Brunson.
They've been after Brunson for a long time. He's got a lot of ties with the New York Knickerbocker organization, especially Leon Rose. I don't want to get too deeply into the Knicks because they're garbage. They're still garbage. But they blew it with DeJounte Murray from the Spurs. They needed Murray.
Oh.
And they didn't get Murray. Atlanta got Murray. Knicks blew it with Murray. I don't know what Leon Rose has going on in his mind, but you need players. Everyone needs players. Lakers need players. Clippers even need more players. But when the Knicks had an opportunity to get Murray, they blew it. So I understand Brunson. They've been after Brunson for a long time.
Well, first, the Clippers have a lot of players. I don't know how many more players they need. Now, if they can get
Clippers.
A superstar, the Clippers need players. Clippers have players.
Fred thought this would be good news for Vic. Instead, it struck a nerve.
Yeah, right.
I mean, oh, yeah. I know Brunson was on his way. It didn't hit me with, you know, but thank you, Fred, because the Knicks need everything they can get. But what's really getting me nuts, and I'm sure, Rodney, you're in flux with Troy shifting to the Big 16. It's Rodney, Pete.
ATB.
Since 1922, USC, a proud member.
Yes.
Believe it was the Pacific Coast Conference before it became Pac-10.
Yes.
Transitioned to Pac-12.
Wasn't it?
And now it's
Pac
now it's the Pac Wasteland.
Wasn't it
Pac Wasteland?
Wasn't it Pac 8 for a while?
It was the Pac 8.
Pac 8.
Pac
8. Pac
10. Pac 12.
Pac 8. Pac Ocho. Now it's the Pac Wasteland.
Yeah. Now they're packing it in.
Go.
Vic, you have thoughts on that? Does that upset you too? I didn't mean to upset you with Brunson.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought you'd be excited.
It's humongous. Well, I'm very close to the Knicks news, because I grew up on that club, and they are a garbage ball club right now.
For years,
even though they made the playoffs once with Thibodeau, but then they're back in the toilet. But I'm very agitated about USC and UCLA, but I understand the power of the Benjamins. They need a better contract. It's been a TV contract from hell for many, many years. But first, please put your hands together and show the big love for Big Audio Dynamite, Ronnie Fascio.
Oh,
hi, cool for you.
Yeah.
I'm with King Flavor now. Yeah.
Vic, Dan Wolkin of USA Today told us that USC, UCLA jumping to the Big Ten with the new TV deal could make $85 million a year each. In the Pac-12, it was like 30.
Well, that's why, that's the only reason why they would leave the conference. It's for insane money. And the conference was really becoming irrelevant until SC rose again. Now, other squads have to move. Oregon's got to move. Washington's got to move. They can't stay in this conference. It's irrelevant. It's lost all meaning on the college football landscape. Apocalypse Now, Pac-12 football.
But that means everybody would move to the Big Ten. So basketball would be based there, everything.
It's got to play out. But right now, we're in the infancy of the revolution.
UCLA and Michigan in conference playing basketball. Michigan State in conference playing basketball.
It's wild. There's wild repercussions. But, of course, AM570 LA Sports will keep you right in the mix of every move. And these are wild times. Let's face it. It's crazy times.
All right, where would you rather go, Rodney, when you're playing at USC? Would you rather make a trip to Pullman, Washington, or Champaign, Illinois?
Pullman, Washington.
Okay, well, that goes against my point.
I don't want to go to no Champaign, Illinois. I want to go to Champaign, Illinois. Bah.
All right, would you rather go to Pullman, Washington, or Madison, Wisconsin?
Oh, Madison's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, take me to Madison.
Right, just break
Madison,
down.
Madison, I'm coming for you, baby.
All right. Would you rather have a big showdown with the Utah Utes or Rutgers?
Oh, give me Salt Lake City, Freddie.
Okay, well, you're making a point to stay in the Pac-12.
Yeah. Ain't about to visit in the city, Fred.
All right.
Beautiful places all over this country.
Let me ask you this.
Give me Salt Lake City, though, Fred. I love Salt Lake City and Park City, Utah. Do a lot of skiing around there, Fred.
Yeah?
Yeah, love it.
Would you rather?
Love it.
Would you rather take a road trip to a place you know all too well, the Dirty Tea?
Oh, yeah.
Or would you rather play in the 100,000-seat stadium of the University of Michigan?
Oh, give me the dirty tea.
You're not
day,
going
Fred.
The tea. Not the dirty tea. Rodney.
Give me the dirty tea, baby. Tucson.
Can't believe you would
bear down.
Dirty
no,
tea over the
that atmosphere
Michigan.
To bear down, Arizona. Come on, Fred. You can have Ann Arbor. You can have it.
I'll tell you where it's all going down, everybody.
Where?
Brooklyn, New York. Ronnie, hit me.
Oh, good. There's Uh-oh. Music for this.
Here we go. Here we go.
Brooklyn. Kevin Durant. Adios. I'm telling you, for Brooklyn, this is the biggest blow-your-mind Brooklyn moment since the Dodgers bolted Ebbets Field to Los Angeles in 1958. It's the biggest blow-your-mind moment in Brooklyn since the notorious B.I.G. started spitting verse in the streets of Bedford-Stuyvesant, y'all.
Yeah.
This is nuts. Nuts. Are you kidding me? A superstar of this magnitude? With 4 years left on his contract, he wants out? Are you kidding me? Brooklyn is losing their minds.
That's all you got on that?
Well, the question is, who's going to get KD and who's going to get Kyrie?
Let's go!
It's reopened the conversation with the Lakers, obviously, for Kyrie Irving. He's gone. The only one left is Ben Simmons.
Let's go!
They got a total rebuild in Brooklyn. Remember when they had the beard?
Yeah.
They had the beard. They had Kyrie. They had KD. They just blew up.
What's this do for Steve Nash?
Oh, yeah. He's the guy that we haven't even talked about. The forgotten man.
What happens to him now? He just sits there and rebuilds this thing?
Oh, my God.
Well, he's got to take part of the responsibility for the chaos. Oh, absolutely.
Does he? It feels like he's just been an innocent bystander the whole year.
No, he's a head coach.
Is
of course, it starts at the head of the snake, Joe Tsai, the owner. Yeah, the owner,
really?
And then Sean Marks, the GM.
I don't know about that.
All of them have to take responsibility.
He had about as much control of that team as Frank Vogel did the Lakers.
Well, Frank Vogel had no control. Bottom
exactly.
line is, no control. If I'm the Lakers, I'm getting my ducks in a row, all my contacts for Rich Kleinman. That's a name you're going to be seeing a lot of. He's the business manager for Kevin Durant. So I'm making calls to Rich Kleinman and really getting a taste of what KD wants next. It's going to take a while. I mean, this is not going to be a quick deal. It's not going to be a quick deal.
I'm not so sure. And, Vic, how can the Lakers do that?
Just make a call.
No, but I know they can make a call. Vic, I know they can pick up the phone. But I'm
saying, the phone.
How in the world, what are they going to send to Brooklyn? What can they send? Talen Horton-Tucker, Austin Reeves, the new guy they just drafted out of Michigan State,
Christie?
Gabriel.
Max Christie, yeah.
Right, Gabriel.
It's not going to happen. No, not with KD, but maybe for Kyrie. But I would still lob a call to Kleinman just to get the state of mind, the New York state of mind. Thank you, Alicia Keys. What's the New York state of mind of KD? Because obviously he didn't want to run with Kyrie. I mean, that's so blatant. You know, he didn't want to run with a head case. He's got a 4-year deal, which is ironclad. So the next team that gets Kevin Durant, you've got 4 years of still peak of his powers, KD, because he's still an incredible scorer, even at 34. So whoever gets KD is going to get an incredible, incredible player. But again, you're going to give up a lot to Brooklyn to get KD, but that's going to play out down the line. And, yeah, free agency frenzy is already in full effect, Fred. Free agency is on and cooking and hopping. And it's off the charts. It's unprecedented. A superstar of Kevin Durant's nature pulls the plug with 4 years left on his deal. I mean, this is wild.
And Adam had this earlier. There was some talk that Kevin Durant was upset with Brooklyn because they didn't extend Kyrie's deal.
Yeah,
there's so many factors. There's so many factors under the radar, which you don't know. I mean, who is privy to Brooklyn Nets management brain trust discussions? But obviously, KD wants out, and that's the bottom line. Your superstar wants out.
If you're KD and that was the case, and it seems to be, I was just speculating earlier, but now Woj is saying the same thing. Kevin Durant was probably thinking, like, you're putting my legacy in jeopardy if you're just going to let Kyrie go or not give him the extension that he wants. You're hurting me as well. I came here to win a championship, and now I don't have that shot if he's not here or is not right.
Well, I don't think he wanted to run with a muy loco baller like Kyrie at this stage of his career. You know, he said, enough with the hassles of Kyrie.
That's not what Woj is saying.
I don't think so, Vic. They were tight, you know.
How tight were they?
Like you say, it, Vic, tighter than a Cardi B dress.
Yeah. Well, getting back to Brooklyn, how about a little Kim jumpsuit?
There you go. They were tight. They were there together. And then the fact that he didn't, you know, his comments were, don't get in the way of that man and his money. Let Kyrie deal with it on his own. I'm not going to get in the middle of that mess or whatever he said. And then it comes out that they didn't offer him an extension. Now he says, get me out of here. So, yeah, I believe that he wanted them to take care of Kyrie and see how they were going to take care of Kyrie first, and then he made a decision.
It's a mess. It's a mess that Brooklyn's got to deal with. But it's fascinating, this free agent frenzy, but especially when a KD says, adios, Brooklyn, and you wonder just what really is going down with the Brooklyn Nets, but obviously incredible ramifications for the Lakers because, it's, you know, the Kyrie talk can continue now. It's been reborn 1,000 times. I mean, you can't shut the door in Kyrie to the Lakers yet. You just can't shut that door. So the door is kind of swung open. But who knows? That's the beauty of this nutty free agency. And, of course, all leads back to the beauty of the haiku.
Okay.
Order from the chaos.
Uh-huh.
It's from Natsume Sozeki. Natsume Sozeki.
Dozeki's.
Sozeki. S-O-S-E-K-I.
Sozeki. Sozeki. Have we had Sozeki before?
We've had a taste of Natsume. Yeah. We've had a taste.
Oh, okay.
But he appreciates beauty and the strangeness in the natural world, so it can really extend to NBA free agency.
Okay.
Because he appreciates, you know, this surreal nuttiness that's going down.
Surreal nuttiness.
This haiku for you. On the last day of June, who knew? June 30th. Plum Flower Temple, voices rise from the foothills. A feeling you, Sozeki.
That's one of my new favorites. The Yaki Yaki Ya. That's a good one, Ronnie.
Yaki Yaki. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Sozeki was a fascinating haiku lyricist. He wrote fairy tales as well.
Yeah, Vic, I don't want to belabor Dos Equis, but
it's not Dos Equis, Fred. How dare you? How dare you disrespect?
Sozeki.
Call him.
Oh, Sozeki.
S-O-S-E-K-I.
Not a beer, Fred.
What else can you tell us about the man, the myth, the legend, Sozeki?
Don't you call him Dos Equis again.
Sozeki.
Sozeki, Fred. Fred. please. Respect.
My mistake.
Egregious, Fred. In this day of insane change with USC and UCLA bolting to the Big 16 in 2024, and KD wants out of Brooklyn, and yet you're disrespecting Sozeki.
Yeah, egregious. Fred.
Egregious.
Egregious.
Okay, Vic. So have you covered everything now? Is there anything
basically,
else?
Basically, if... Also want to give love.
Okay.
Didn't get a chance to. How about what happened in Anaheim last night? Please, Ohtani-san is pitching lights out. I just want to give him some love. You know, no one's talking about his 21 and two-thirds straight scoreless innings, but how about Ohtani-san? MVP again? MVP again. I leave you with that. MVP again. Oh, come on now.
All right, Adam. Adam's walking in. He's got more. Adam is walking in. He's got more.
Oh, yeah.
He's monitoring everything all NBA on this day.
Oh, yeah.
We're all hell's breaking loose. So we'll get into that when we come back.
Come on. Come on, Godfather. Coast to coast. Anywhere. Rodney Pete, Fred Rogan, and the Godfather of Soul, James Brown, coming back at you on a Throwback Thursday. I see you, Ronnie.
All right, stuff happening minute by minute now. Let's just review a couple of things that we had on the show today before we get back to the
NBA. Steely Dan on me minute by minute.
I'm telling you. A, we had Dan Wolkin from USA Today. USC and UCLA are negotiating to pull out of the Pac-12 and go to the Big Ten. According to Dan, who writes for USA Today and is one of the top college writers in the country, the two schools could make around $85 million a year. In the Pac-12, they make $30 million. The Big Ten is in the process of renegotiating its TV deal. So basically what you would have is the Big Ten controlled by Fox and the SEC controlled by ESPN. And everybody else would be in no man's land. The two schools hope to be able to move by 2024. What that would do to the Pac-12, no one's really sure. Dan hypothesized that perhaps Oregon and Washington could also jump to the Big Ten, and you would have these two super conferences. All right, that's one thing we've talked about today. During the podcast, listen back, 1 o'clock hour, Jerry Hairston was on. We set up the Dodgers playing the Padres and this four-game series and what it means. In the midst of the conversation, we brought up Freddie Freeman, Rodney did, and asked for Jerry's thoughts. Little did we know that Jerry knows Freeman's agent, Casey Close, very, very well. Was represented by him.
Yeah.
Casey Close, who has a 30-year career and a sparkling reputation, he doesn't usually speak out. He stays in the background. He came out and said that the Braves mischaracterized what happened, and Jerry Hairston said he wasn't there, he wasn't in the room, he didn't hear anything, but he would bet on Casey Close and said that this guy is impeccable. That was on the podcast during the 1 o'clock hour. So if you missed that, go back and listen. And now we have been on this Kevin Durant situation from the beginning of the show. Durant, just before we went on, told Brooklyn he wants out. I'm gone. Figure it out. So they're trying to put together a deal. And the conversation was he came up with a list with his preferred choices being Phoenix and Miami. All right, that's where we're at now. And it also, by the way, opens the door for the Lakers to strike up a conversation with the Nets about Kyrie Irving.
These basketball purists, boy, they must be going crazy right now.
No, they're in heaven. Okay, Adam, you've been on it from the start. Where are we with everything?
Best league ever. Okay, let's get to a couple of different sound bites here from insiders to help move this along. Brian Windhorst was speaking about, well, exactly who could be in on Kevin Durant.
My phone has been exploding with league executives looking at other options, other teams. And I think there's going to be a handful of other teams that maybe Durant doesn't prefer to go to with 4 years left on his contract, but that the Nets might be able to get sort of higher quality young players and maybe higher quality draft picks.
This is my point. If you're Brooklyn, you're not obligated to do anything right by Kevin Durant at this point. You're trying to get back the biggest haul you can. And that may involve, and I'm just going to throw this out there, you know who has more picks than anyone else in this league?
OKC.
Sam Presti. He's been compiling picks forever. Put KD next to SGA, Chet Holmgren. It would be amazing to see him go back there and right the wrong, a la LeBron James going back to Cleveland and fulfilling his destiny. I just want to put that out there. I know it's a long shot, but They have the most to offer. If you want to get back all those picks you lost that you gave up to Houston for James Harden, you can do it with OKC.
Boy, would they give him all kind of love if he went back there, huh?
They would.
Yeah, they would.
From being Mr. Unreliable, as he was labeled once on a headline in a magazine there, to the prodigal son returns. It would be incredible. And I don't know if there's any interest from him, but there could be. He seems to still love the city. Whenever he goes back there, it took time. At first, they were chanting cupcake when he was on the Golden State Warriors for them to forgive him to some
point.
Didn't
they deliver cupcakes to the hotel wherever he was staying or something like that?
I believe they did. I don't know if they were for him or Kendrick Perkins was involved or what. But
if he goes back to OKC, though, that does not make them a contender.
With SGA, the thing is, they'll still have more assets to move. They could very quickly bring in somebody else. Whoever that might be. Because the other part of this, I don't know how much action we're going to have at 3 p.m. that we would have had. Because a lot of teams are going to be waiting to see what happens with Kevin Durant. And they have to hold on to their assets.
Oh, yeah.
So that
could
slow
down everything on hold. Yeah.
The chum in the water-like effect as soon as free agency becomes official in, 23 minutes here?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Yeah, they're sitting in that room going, wait a minute. Hold the phone now. We got a chance to get KD.
Now you
hold
may
on.
Also.
Nobody do anything. You got these owners flying around the world on vacation.
Everybody shut up.
Shut up. Stop the boat right now.
Don't move. Don't touch anything. We can get Kevin Durant. Now any team that does start spending money obviously feels like they're out of it. One team to look at for Kyrie Irving would be the Dallas Mavericks, who just lost Jalen Brunson, and have to take a big swing when you have a guy like Luka Doncic. He doesn't have a number two. They tried Kristaps Porzingis. Spencer Dinwiddie isn't that guy. Maybe he can be the number three there, but I think they would risk it with Mark Cuban for someone like Kyrie Irving.
I could see that happening.
Could they play together,
Cuban,
Doncic
Cuban.
And Irving?
Think about LeBron and Kyrie playing together. That's how it would be. Similar players.
People didn't think KD and Kyrie could play together.
Yeah.
When you have a guy that talented and you're trying to win a championship, and Luka Doncic, he's already elevated himself to one of the best basketball players I've ever seen in my life. And Kyrie's been there at times, too. So put those two together. Dallas was in the Western Conference Finals this past season. Things kind of broke their way. Phoenix broke down mentally in that Game 7, or maybe they had COVID, whatever was going on there. But Dallas would be all of a sudden vaulted to being one of the top teams in the league immediately, getting Kyrie Irving. And I don't know how many other guys they're going to be able to get in on in the future. For a while, Dallas was trying for Dwight Howard. They kept swinging and missing after winning that championship in 2011. And they finally found that guy in Luka Doncic to build around, put him next to Kyrie Irving, see what happens. But let's talk more about Kyrie and KD, because Rodney brought it up earlier. And while I do think it's far-fetched, but as is my situation with OKC, Adrian Wojnarowski was asked, could they both be moved? If there's no rift between them, if there's no schism between them, like I said earlier, I believe it's the setting in Brooklyn, and they just want to go somewhere else, could that happen?
It's certainly a possibility. Again, two things have to happen, right? The team has to want both of them, and there's got to be a deal that makes sense. That's an immense amount of salary. Going out. I think they'll evaluate all of it. They have to. Certainly Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, I'm sure it's a scenario that's going to appeal to them. They've wanted to play together. They want to continue to play together. But the sense is they don't want to do it together in Brooklyn anymore.
It's remarkable how things have soured that way. And even just from 2 hours ago, oh, he doesn't want to play with Kyrie Irving. Well, maybe that's not the case. Or maybe he's doing Kyrie a solid and saying it's not that he's so toxic. It's not that. It's Brooklyn that's the problem here.
So if you're the Lakers, all right. So for argument's sake, they want to play together, all right? One's not trying to get away from the other. If you're the Lakers,
no.
The only way you could pull this off, would you trade LeBron and AD for KD and Kyrie?
Oh, come on.
Would you?
Just these NBA jam twosomes.
How do you even fix your mouth to even say something like that?
Well, if they wanted to play together, I'm just wondering.
What the world? What?
I don't think that's the situation.
Fred, what is wrong with you?
If there is a team that's...
Adam brought it up.
No, they're going to throw it on Adam. Adam would be. Adam would
push this hot take over my way, Fred. How dare you? Look, they're committed to LeBron in some ways because, remember, the Lakers are very cognizant of the fact that they want to be viewed as the franchise that takes care of superstars on the way out. I don't think they would do something like this. Now, could they bring in Kyrie Irving? Yeah. I think they're doing their due diligence to find a way to get Kyrie. And if this other report is true from Woj that the majority of the NBA is uninterested or disinterested in Kyrie, the Lakers may end up with the best offer to the Brooklyn Nets for him. If other teams are too scared to bring him in, too scared to have him on a rental for 1 year, they may not offer that much. While the Lakers might roll the dice and say, we got a chance to win right now. We might as well. We have LeBron. He's going to be 38 in December. If we're going to have one more chance to win a championship and actually have a parade this time and not do it in the bubble, we have to acquire talent no matter who that is and quote-unquote make a deal with the devil.
So go for it.
So that just – and from what you said earlier, all that means is they've got to agree to give some first-round picks up.
2027, 2029.
Well, you act like these first-round picks are gold, Fred. They're like hot gold. You know,
let me tell you a secret.
You're talking about 80 years from now.
Everybody gets so enamored with draft picks, and on draft night, they act like every guy's going to be an all-star.
Right.
In reality, you only have a 25% chance if you're drafted in the top 10 of becoming an all-star player. Most of them wash out, and some of them become role players. Threes and fours or fives on a championship team in the pecking order. So, F those picks.
Yeah, but if those picks give you some cost certainty and cost control for a couple of years.
Here's the risk that the Lakers are weighing right now, I'm sure. They give up these picks and things go south. They set back wherever that rebuild comes, whenever it comes, when LeBron leaves, even further. And that's what they're afraid of because the future is already murky. AD can't stay healthy. LeBron's due for an extension, by the way. We'll see if they give it to him.
They will.
So maybe they have two more years before LeBron goes and plays with Bronny wherever he is to get something done on a championship level. But after that, yeah, it could be a vast wasteland of just despair. But remember, look, they have picked well. If they wanted to argue, we got to hold on to our picks because we actually draft well here, they could make that argument. You still give your chance. You give yourself a chance if you have Kyrie next to AD and LeBron. As slim as it may be when you're thinking about having all of them healthy and on the same page, you have a chance. Throw them together in a seven-game series, and you put fear into the eyes of the opposition.
It's crazy. See, and we always thought it was just the NFL that were masters at the 12-month cycle. NBA, boy. Woo.
Well, NBA master of the cycle today. They've got the cycle down today. And I asked you earlier, but for folks that didn't hear it, Kevin Durant. All right, what about the Clippers, Adam? The Clippers do have assets to give up.
I would think for a guy like Kevin Durant, remember, we're talking about how often does this happen where a superstar at the top of his game, now he's 34, but he still looks as good as ever, is moving as well as ever, coming off the Achilles. He's still explosive. He's still a top three player at worst. How often do you have an opportunity to get that guy and have him under contract for 4 years? So I would think, as good as the Clippers are right now, and they don't have to make any moves, and they're going to be one of the favorites next season. But if you have an opportunity to bring in Kevin Durant and block him from going to Phoenix, or one of your competitors, you see what it takes. Because they are so deep right now, you wonder about the depth in the playoffs sometimes. I would argue that teams get beat up and war of attrition happens so often, especially lately, that you need your depth. But there are so many guys on this Clippers team, they're so loaded, they're going to be fighting for minutes. So you consolidate. Do you put together a trade package to free up playing time for some of those other younger guys you do hold on to and put together a package for Kevin Durant that Brooklyn sees as, okay, it's more of a soft rebuild. We're still going to be somewhat competitive. We could still be in the play-in tournament. We could still be a bottom seed in the playoffs next year, and we're giving the fans something to look forward to after this terrible mess and experiment has ended so poorly. I think it's possible. I think the Clippers will look into that. I think they're looking into everything.
Why are you looking like that, Fred? Like a little kid in the candy store.
No, I think you're
going to pick
Fred
next?
Wants more stars in LA.
He does.
I think it'd be great if the Clippers were able to trade for Kevin Durant.
Lakers get Kyrie.
And the Lakers get Kyrie.
That would be, wow.
All right. Yeah. So then there's this. Clippers don't get Kevin Durant, but Lakers get Kyrie. Now, Adam, what do you think? Who's the better team?
I still think continuity and chemistry matters, and that depth matters.
Kyrie got to show he can do it again. To me.
I believe Kyrie
for a season, or at least through the playoffs. He's got to show me. Okay. Even if they don't win it the next year, wherever he goes, you got to show me that he's got some consistency to him.
But that mindset is exactly what his motivation is going to be. He has to pick up that next contract after this year. And so he has to ball out. He has to be at his best. And that's the appeal if you're the Los Angeles Lakers also. You're getting Kyrie on his best behavior, and you can rarely say that in this league.
All right, we'll be back to wrap it up after this.
Oh, yes. Let's go. Tommy's moment of the day comes from the WNBA. Where Sue Bird became the league's all-time leader in career wins after her Seattle Storm beat the Las Vegas Aces last night, getting her win number 324 for her career, surpassing the 323 wins by Hall of Famer Lindsey Whalen. And check this out. Stop into your local Original Tommy's today and grab one of their world-famous burgers topped with their special recipe all-beef chili. Visit OriginalTommy's.com to find a location near you.
Ronnie, great job today. Thank you. Really good job. Adam, terrific.
Good stuff.
Lucky you're producing the show today because you're the best on the NBA. So thanks for keeping everybody informed. Rodney, have a terrific weekend.
Right on. You too, Fred.
All right. See you tomorrow.